once asked the Chofetz Chaim, why was he mashkia? Why did he invest so much koichas into the Isol Lashon Hara? Sai, nobody's going to listen to him anyway. And he said, before I printed the Sefer, people spoke Lashon Hara, the Mordek is Slavu. Kilo, they didn't even realize the Issa involved. And they created tremendous malochim, malech chabola. That was a very hard tshuva to go back on. He says, after I printed the Sefer and people look at it and it becomes a conscience by then, he says, the avera that they do will be done with a krechs. The avera that they do of speaking Lashon Hara won't be with the same islavus. That alone is kedai to print the Sefer in order that the malech chabola that they create, these damaging angels that are created, will not be so strong that tshuva won't help. When we come to speak about Shoivavim, when we speak about the union of Kedusha, a lot of us look at it like we're so engrossed in it, and we're so involved in it, and it's become my second nature, that it's impossible to get rid of. So what's a bichlal kedai to talk about? This is what we call the culture of our life. This is the way it's going to be. This is the way it's been. And this is where I've been brought up, especially since the technology is getting worse and worse. This is what we're going to be living with till 120. And the answer is that perhaps if we understand the Chaimah Ha'isa, and we understand the severity of what Kedusha is, perhaps when we are over, it'll be done with less of a Islavus, with less of a Cheshek, with a Shtikl, a Krechs. That Krechs alone, when we do the Aveira, is worth millions by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ein Adoima, an Aveira that's done with a Gishmak, with an Aveira that's done with a conscience. V'ulai zeh yeh schori. First question is, what is Shoivavim? This year we gotta have an extra 2 weeks, because it's the Ibiyot called Shoivavim Tat. And according to the Arizal, the Ika Tikkun HaTshuva on Tikkun HaBris is in the year of Shoivavim Tat. What is so special about the weeks of Shoivavim? That we bechlal, it's Nishkan Yontov, Nishkan Chodesh Elul, Nishkan Shabbos, L'Shabbosi, V'L'Rosh Chodeshi. Suddenly in the middle of the winter, there's a few weeks that the Arizal was Megala, he revealed to us that these are special weeks. What's so special about them? We have to understand, and this is brought down from Tanya, brings it very stark, talks about it, that the week, the parasha of the week has a hashpa on the week that we live through. We live through the parashas HaTorah. And the parashas HaTorah of Shmois, Shoivavim stands for Shmois Va'era, Boi B'Shalach Yisa Mishpatim, this year's Truma Tetzaveh. Those are the weeks where Klal Yisrael were in Memtesh Shari Tuma, and the Ribbono Shel Olam brought them out of the Memtesh Shari Tuma to the point of Ra Shifcha Bayom, that the Shifcha on the Yom saw what the Hizgalus of the revelation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What Yecheskel Ben Buzi didn't see with his Nevuah. Zeh Keli Van Veyer, this is, they could point and say, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam. To the point of Ponem El Ponem Adaba Behem, where they came to Maimed HaSinai, and by Maimed HaSinai, the Ribbono Shel Olam spoke to them. V'ro'es ha'koilus, they saw the koilus, which is something we can't understand. There was a madrega in 49 days of coming from Memtesh Shari Tuma, a ischatshus in Klal Yisrael, to the point of Matan Torah. Then this year there's even more. Klal Yisrael lost madregas after they did the Chet Ha'egel. And yet, with tshuva, and with Moshe Rabbeinu going up for 40 days, he managed to get a salachti kidvarecho from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, he will bring down the Shechina again through the Binyan HaMishkan. Here lies the difference in Klal Yisrael and Umas HaOlam. Klal Yisrael count the year from Achodesh Hazeh Lochem. The Hischadshus, the Rosh Chodesh, we count through with the moon. The moon is small at the beginning of the month. It grows to the 15th, and then it goes down again. That is Klal Yisrael. The Levona is Klal Yisrael counts the months of the year through the Levona. The Levona has a Hischadshus. Every month we say in our bracha, Hischadish Kamoisum, Ulfoy Leyoitzrom. There's a Hischadshus. There's always a coming back and starting again. Goyim, the Goyim go by the moon. By the sun. By the sun, Chazal tell us, Ein kol chodosh tachas Hashemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. There's no ischatshus. There's no reviving. It is what it is. That's the way the Goyim count their months of the year. Through the moon, through the sun. And by the sun, Ein chodosh tachas Hashemesh. There's no ischatshus. There's no starting again. What was is. By Yid, we count by the Levona. The Levona, there's always a Ischadshus. And the same thing goes by Yom Ahu, Bo Midbar Sinai. By Yom Azeh, Bo Midbar Sinai, say Chazal. Every day when we sit down and learn, it's going to be as if today was a new day. Today was Matan Torah. Like, as if today it was given. Asher aneichi mitzavcha hayom, say Chazal. Asher aneichi mitzavcha hayom, we say in Krishna. Today, Rabbeinu Shalom created. Today, Rabbeinu Shalom told us. No. As if it's new, as if today the Rabbeinu Shalom told us. That's the way Klal Yisrael look at the world and Avodas Hashem. And that's the way we go through the year of our Chodesh Hazeh, starting with Chodesh Nisan of our Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. Our Chodesh Hazeh Lochem is the first of the month. That's when the Levona is small and it grows to the 15th. And then it goes down again. That is resembles Klal Yisrael in its essence. Tikosev Zois Lodoy Acharoi. The Pasuk in Tehillim. Let it be written till the last generation, the Am Nivro. And the Am, the nation that the Ribbono Shel Olam created, Yehalel Ko, should praise you. Am Nivro. Not only that, but the Am creates. Our kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam is always of an Am Nivro. We always are creating a new shaychus to Ribbono Shel Olam. We can fall, we can start again. There's always a new bria going on by Klal Yisrael. There's an Am Nivro. There's an Am that creates. How do we create? by our own bechira. That is the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. The kiyum of Klal Yisrael is there's always his chadshus. Shoivavim, the weeks from Shemois all the way through, are weeks that represent the chadshus of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, and there was Shakua in Mem Tesharei Tumah, and they came out of it. Only a chelek came out, a fifth came out. The rest all died in Choshech. A fifth came out. But from that fifth came Klal Yisrael, and within 49 days, 50th day, we were makabli, we saw the Rebbeinu Shleilim, Rois HaKoyles, there was this Hadshus. And even after the Maaseh Egel, when we lost certain Madregas, there was Vaiteis Hadshus. We built the Mishkan, and there was Hashras HaShchina again. These weeks represent Koyach HaTshuva, Koyach of what Klal Yisrael stands for. Shuvu Bonim Shevavim. The Rebbeinu Shleilim says, the Novi says, Shuvu Bonim Shevavim. Even the Averus that are Shevav, that are part of you, that are infested in you, that are second nature to you, you can still do Shuvu. Gemara says, "Mishan kol isa avera achas. Anybody who does one avera is kashura by kekelev. The avera becomes kosher, becomes tied to him, becomes part of him like a kelev. What's pshat a kelev? So Chazal say, a kelev, when you give it food one time, you want to give it again. I don't understand it, perhaps some of you do understand it. But the minute that you give food to an animal, there's a cheshik to give it again, and to give again. Kashura by kekelev, that's the same thing with an avera. There are averas that we do that have an effect in Shemayim. It doesn't really affect us personally. The effects in Shemayim, sometimes you don't see the damage straight away when you see the damage after 120. But there are Averas that affect us in the essence of who we are. It changes us. We become different people. In order for us to look objectively at ourselves and turn around and say that we can change, even though there are averas that we've done that changed who we are, we became different people. Kashura by kekelev, we are kosher, we are tied to it like a kelev. That emunah that we have, it's an emunah, it's a belief that we have to have. From Yetzias Mitzrayim all the way to Kabbalas HaTorah, all the way to Hakamas HaMishkan, is that emunah in Klal Yisrael that we can mechadish ourselves, that we can revive ourselves, that we can change. We are not goyim that go by the sun of Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. What is, is. We are Yidden that were given the koyach of, just like the Levona is mischadish every month, so also Klal Yisrael is this chadish kumaisom, as we say in the Berachas HaChodesh. We can be mechadish ourselves, and we can change even our essence, even though we are shakua. We are deep, deep in koyach hatuma of averes that changed who we are. Changed our mindset. We gave up. Even Afilo Hochi says the Rebbeinu Shalom, Shuvu Bonim Shevavim. There's an Indian of Tshuva, and Klal Yisrael have, if they have that emunah, they can change. Very interesting. The Mabul. You take a look at the first time there was a world earthquake. You look at it as a tremendous earthquake. The Torah tells us why was the world destroyed except for Noach. In this teva, Vayaru lekimas haaretz. Rabbi Shlom looked down, v'ini nishchosa. There was a hashchosa going on in the world. Ki hishchis kol bosa is darka al haaretz. How would you translate hishchis? Yehishchis kol bosa es darakoi. Now, Rashi and the Mefarshim, the Gemaras, Medrashim, all talk about that was the Issa of Hitzor Zera. That was the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam brought the Mabul. But the way the Torah writes it is ki hishchis kol bosa es darakoi. What's that is darakoi? His way. What's darakoi? There are two ways. Of looking at the behavior of a person. There's a way where we can turn around and say, this is not who he is. He had an Nisoyen and he fell. But his derech is a derech of moving up towards having a keshe with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then there's the regular person on the street that doesn't think about his kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a derech which he goes. If there's an historian, he's not bechlal even interested in fighting it. He has a derech that there's no change over here. My mindset is a mindset that there's no ischadshus. My mindset is a mindset, this is who I am, this is what's going to be. Let's hope for the best. Says the Torah, v'inishchasa ki hishchis kol boso es darakoi. There was more than just the avera of Yitzhar Zera. It was a way of life. It was part of their essence. There was no emunah in tshuva. There's no such thing as going back. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, when it becomes darkoi, ki hishchis kol bosa is darkoi, when it becomes a derech, when it becomes the essence of their life, when there's no issa involved, then it's time to destroy. Kol zman there's a koyach that my mindset is, that I'm over an avera, but it's not the right mahalach. I've got to do tshuva. Next time I have a nisoin, I'll try and be misgaba. But when I accept it as a part of life, when I go with what we call, we go with the punches, oh, then it's dangerous. Then it's hishchis kol darakei. And that, says Chazal, then the marble has to come. Before we go ahead to explain the union of Kedusha, and today I'm Bechlal not going to go and speak about what we've spoken about for the last 2 years, and Bechlal going on a different parasha this year, I think, which is more negeya to the Shevavim of this year. For some of you, it might be a chiddush. But before we go ahead, I want to say one or two nekudas, which you've got to keep in the back of your mind. Bechlal, it's negeya to Shevavim, it's negeya Bechlal. So your whole mindset of how you look at yourself and how you look at having a kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a parsha in the Torah of Yosef, when Yosef meets his brothers. And here, in the parsha, Yehuda comes forward and starts fighting with Yosef in order to save Binyamin. And he starts telling Yosef that if I don't go back up with Binyamin, my father won't make it. Nafshei kishura benafshei. He's too connected to him. He'll die. I took achrayas. And then Yosef turns around and says, Vayomer Yosef alechov. Ani Yosef. Here I am, I'm Yosef. And he asks a question, Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive? For the last two parashas we've been talking about where Yosef asked, how's my father doing, how's my little brother doing, bring him down. They come down to Mitzrayim a second time, he asks them, how's your father doing? What's he asking over here, Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive again? Now, they didn't answer him. Because all the Torah tells us, they were so blown away, according to some of our Shem, they died. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo brought the neshamas back. There was so much in shock. They didn't answer him. Then he said, Yosef again, the next pasuk. They move forward. I'm Yosef, who you sold to Mitzrayim. There was no answer about their father. What was Yosef saying over here? And here there's a Meridik and Medrash. The Salevi says a Hafladik of Pshat over here. There's a Meridik and Medrash. Oma Abba Koy, Bardula. Oilonu mi Yom Adin, Oilonu mi Yom Atechocha. Woe is to us for the Yom Adin, from when we come up after 120, and the Yom Atechocha. Techocha is telling off. There's a din and there's a techocha. First shaila is, what's din and what's techocha? Yosef, ktanam shel shvatim. Yosef, who was the smallest of all the shvatim. Lo yochle echlov la'anasei, so they couldn't answer him. His brothers couldn't answer. Kinev halam yiponav, they were so embarrassed. Likashi yovoi, hakodesh baruch hu, v'yechiach l'kol echot. When the Ribbono Shel'olam will come upstairs will come upstairs, and the Ribbono Shel'olam is going to tell us off Lefi Mashahu, for who he was. Shenemo, Al Achas Kamo Vakamo. Isn't it a Kal Vachoyma? First of all, Nivhalom Yiponov is because they suddenly realize this is Yosef. What are you telling me, that the Kal Vachoyma, that when we come upstairs, we're going to get embarrassed? It wasn't a shadow of embarrassment, they were blown away. Number two, what's the din, what's the techocha? And what does lefi mashahu mean? Lefi, what the person is. says the Beis HaLevi Amoridiki Yisoid, and this is something we've got to keep in mind as we move through life. Here you have Yehuda, who was what we call the Melech of all the brothers, and he's fighting for Binyamin, and he's saying that Binyamin, if he doesn't come up, my father's gonna die from Tzar. But Yosef turns around and says, "Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef. 22 years ago, when you sold me, did you not think Ha'oid Avichai, that my father's going to make it through 22 years of Tzar? Where were you then? What suddenly now are you waking up and fighting for your younger brother? Where were you then? I'm Yosef. I'm the one that you sold. Ha'oid Avichai, is my father still alive? I'm not asking if my father's alive. How come you didn't think about my father not making it through when you sold me?" His brothers couldn't answer. Kindivhalam Yiponov, they were embarrassed by the stira. There was a stira over here. Contradiction. Hey, you're fighting for your brother and fighting for your father's life. Where were you 22 years ago? Comes along Abba Ben Badal and says, "Oylonu miyoy madin, oylonu miyoy matichocho." Din is on the Avera itself. Teichocho is the stira, the contradiction. Here you are fighting for it. Here you are that you could get up for Shacharis. Here you are, you're getting paid. You could get up. So why couldn't you get up there? Here you got koichas to work 18 hours a day, schlepping. So how come you haven't got koich to do this and this? Here you can be up for 36 hours straight, as long as it's $10 an hour. So how come you can't make it for Zman Krishma, which is Netzach Netzachim? That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying. Eilonu miyoy madin. There's a din. You've got to pay for your actions. Oh, but then there's a techocha. Lefi mashahu. The person that comes upstairs, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to show you. You had the koichos. Go through a 70, 80, 90 years of life. And he shows you on paper. Look where you were meisa nefesh. Look where you had so much koichos to do. Look where you showed that you could. Nothing stopped you. And when it came to me, Ha'oil Avichai, when it came to Avodas Hashem, was there a Ribbono Shel Olam? Where was your father in heaven? Ha'oil Avichai, you didn't, Bechlal didn't look at me for the last 50 years. It came to Achazoros Hashatz, no problem, you were out there. Where were you? Ha'oil Avichai, that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to turn around to us after 120. Lefi mashu, when Lekashiyov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to come upstairs, v'yachiyach, and he's going to tell us off, l'chol echot, lefi mashu. It's not going to be, why aren't you the Moshe Rabbeinu, why aren't you the God Lador? He's going to take all the koichas that you put into your business, all the koichas that you were Moshe Nefesh to make that extra buck. Ha'oid of Yichai? Where did those koichos go for the Ribbono Shel Olam? Punkt, when it came to Ben Azmanim, suddenly it was over. Every balabos can get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, from Monday morning till Friday. It's come to Shabbos. There's no zeicha of Krishma. There's no zeicha of Pesukei Dezimra. We come to Rein Nishmas, and we get to raise by Haftarah for the Kiddush Club. Ha'oid of Yichai? 6 days a week, you can make it through. 6 days a week, you can make Zman Krishna because for the buck, who's the Ribbono Shel Olam? Forget about the Yom HaDin. Yom HaTechocho. That's what the Kal Vachomer is. If Yosef could just say with two words, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai, and the brothers were blown away, he didn't ask for an answer. That was his Techocho. That was his Musa. For 22 years ago, When I was crying to you and saying to you, save me, don't throw me to the Nechoshim Akrabim, don't throw me into the pit. Why didn't you think of your father then? Where were you then? That's how we're going to be. That's what's going to happen to us. The stira, the contradiction in our lives, the contradiction, how many things that we're willing to be Moser Nefesh? What comes first? Where are our priorities? That's going to be the Yom HaTochocha when we come upstairs. This is the first Yisoid Stamazeh. It's a Yisoid in life. It's a Yisoid Bechlal when it comes to the Inyan of Shevavim. And we look around. For money we can do anything. For money we can do anything. And the Rabbeinu Shloim is going to turn around and say, you have the keichas in you to do it. You have the rotzen in you to do it. The shaila is ha'oid of yichai. Is the Rabbeinu Shloim, my father, is he the number one in my mindset? Is he the one number one in my priorities in life? Is he the one that I want to have kesher to? Ha'oid of yichai. Then there's a vort from Chaim Shmulevitz, which is totally the other side of the coin. The Gemara says, if somebody makes a shvua not to eat a certain food, nishba la kika, made a shvua that he's not going to eat this kika, this loaf of bread, umitztayeh, and then he has charota, he feels bad, he's hungry, he's dying for it, and he has charota that he ever made the shvua. And then he went ahead and ate it. Not b'mezid, b'shoigig. Do you bring a korban or not? So the Gemara says, shov me yidiyosoi. His yidiya of being mitztai, he was choizer from, and he was happy he did the shvur, and he wasn't mitztaya. And then he was shoigig a week later. He had a piece of bread, he forgot all about his shvur. He has to bring a korban, because he was over on the shvur. But if he wasn't choizer from his machshava of being mitztaya, of having tsar, that he made this shvur, it got in his way. He's dying for this piece of bread and he feels bad that he ever made this shvur not to eat the piece of bread. He doesn't have to bring a korban. Says Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, Geba Kuk. How the Gemara understands what lies deep, deep in a man's heart. A person makes a shvur. He had the hisoris of tshuva. Decided going to be mekabel on him or something. Nishba lakika. He decides, I'm not eating cholov stam. Right? Be'etzem, there's no het to eat cholov stam in America, today especially. And the whole het of Ramosha was given for where you couldn't get cholov Yisroel. Okay. So he was mekabel on himself cholov Yisroel. And then it would die. He was driving down the highway and he stopped off at a truck stop and he sees this gewaldige ice cream that says OUD, which means treif. But, and he's dying for it. Umitztaye. He asks that. Feels bad. And he says, halavai wouldn't make it. Okay. But he's driving a truck for a week, 2 weeks, 8 weeks, the seventh week. Stops at the same place, and he buys it. He forgot that he made this shvur. 7 weeks since I was in yeshiva, so b'chlal, you know, I'm bechlal not in that frame of mind of bechlal that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in my priority. You know. And he eats the ice cream. Does he have to bring a korban? So Chazal say, wait a minute. If he was choizer from the tzar, that means be'etzim, he felt good that he was makabel on it. And he was shoved from that yediyah. So now he was a real shoygig. He's a shoygig, brings a korban. But if you want shov mi yediyah, so he says the Gemara, if you didn't have charota on being mitzdaya, that means be'etzim you were mitzdaya for the last 5-6 weeks, every time you saw that ice cream, you said, nah! Chaval. I'll wait till the 40 days are over. And then, a week later, he forgot. Says Chazal, says the Gemara, you don't bring a korban. You want to know why? Because you're amazed. Says the Chaim Shalom, is Geba Kuk, that's Koichas HaNefesh. Because really deep down, you wanted that ice cream. And you feel bad that you made this Shvuah, this Kabbalah. You're amazed. Mazed? You don't have a din of a shaygik. A lot of times we make kabbalas, but behind the kabbalas lies certain gedorim that we have to be makabal on ourselves in order to be oimid in the nisoyim. Those kabbalas sometimes become a pain in the neck. You'll come back and say, it wasn't my fault. I just walked through the area. I only went to have a drink. I wasn't bechlal here. I didn't mean to. I was on the way to the Kaisel. Mazed, says the Gemara. Does it nishken shoygek? If la'acha maisa you were nichshal, that's not called a shoygek. That's called chilose b'pshia. It's a meridika insight into human nature. With these two machshavas, let's go into the inyan of Kedusha. Reishis Chochma was a Talmud from the Ramak. The Ramak was Rav Moshe Kaldovo, who wrote Toma Devaira, who was partially the Rebbe of the Ari. Brings down a Meridika Moshel. It's a Medrash on the Inn of Kedusha. Moshel a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol, show you Mahalach Bederech. He was going on the way when he's davin lechen v'niyachot. And there was a regular person who decided to walk with him. He sees a kohen gadol going by himself. Is anyone being melave him? Omer le'elech imoch. I'll go with you. Omer le'elech, the kohen says to him, b'ni, kohen ani, I'm a kohen. U'b'derech tohoi ani mahalech. I have to go only on a derech tohoi. I can't go cutting through fields or cutting through botik forests. There ain't darky la halach bin akvoros. It's not, I can't, I'm a kohen gadol, I can't walk on certain sides of the road. If you walk down Ramat Eshkol, there's certain parts of it by the base akvoros where the trees are going over, the kohenim are not allowed to walk over there. She says, if you go with imata hoylechimi mutaf, if you go with me the way I have to go, no problem. I'm going to have to leave you and go my way. You can go the way you want to go. You can go the quick way, whichever way you feel. But I'm going to have to go my way. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael. Ki Hashem Elokecho mishalach bekerav machanecho. The Ribbono Shel Olam is walking with you bekerav machanecho. La'atzilcho, to save you. V'lasei says, Oyvecho lefanecho. He'll give you all the hashpos you want, as long as you walk with him. How do you walk with him? V'hoyo machanecho kodesh. When the machaneh will be kodesh, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I will walk with you. And I won't see an erbus dovo. V'shov ma'acharecho, says the Chofetz Chaim. V'shov ma'acharecho, Chazal say, v'shov ma'acharecho means that the Shechina moves out of town. Goes away from you. I'll move away from you. I'll carry on going my way. You can't, don't want to join me? No problem. But then there won't be la hatzilcho mi'ayivecho. There won't be la seis ayivecho lefanecho. There won't be the siyata d'shmaya that I'm giving you. Why? For one reason. It's the only time in the Torah that Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ki Hashem Elokecho mishalach bekerav machanecho. There's one tonight. V'hoyo machanecho kodesh. Kedusha, when we talk about Kedusha, it's a Moreh D'Kazach. It's a pasuk that's written be'erach 54 times in the Torah. I don't think there's any other mitzvah that's written that many times as much as Kedusha is. Million times right across the Torah. And yet, is it as chomer as eating on Yom Kippur? As chilul Shabbos? It's a lav. I don't know if it's any part of minyan mitzvahs. Kedusha. And yet, before Kabbalah's HaTorah, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you want to be Mekabel the Torah? So Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the Ribbono Shel Olam and says to him, what should I say to Klal Yisrael? What do I tell them? What's the message before Kabbalah the Torah? What do they have to do? Va'atem tiyuli mamlechas koyanim, a princely nation. A princely nation means the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you dress, everything has to be princely. V'goy kodesh, and the holy nations. El Adrom, nothing more, nothing less, says Rashi. El Adrom, only these things and nothing more. Don't say that, nothing more. Mamlechas koinim v'goy kodesh. Kedusha is the essence of Klal Yisrael. Kedusha, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, ki kodesh ani. Because we have a neshama that's chatzuva. Chatzuv means cut out from kisei hakavod, that's put into our guf, which is its metzias is kedusha, its essence is kedusha, and we have to be dovok in the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's only one way we can be dovok in the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can do mitzvahs and we can learn Torah. And has no shaykhas with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kol zman Klal Yisrael are not the goy kodesh. Kol zman kedusha is not part of the essence. It's not part. That is the what we call the core of Klal Yisrael. Here, before we go one step further, I want to learn with you this Orach Chaim. This Orach Chaim is a hafladika Orach Chaim. before we learn the Aruch Chaim, one has to understand the mashal of the Kohen Gadol is a Moridika mashal. There's not enough time to explain all the lies behind it, but in short, a person can go through a life doing Torah mitzvahs, and he can be a big lamdan. He could be a Talmud Chacham. And yet the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going with him. And yet there's no Siyata Dishmaya. And yet he has no Kesha with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because Kol Zman, the Inyan of Kedusha, which goes hand in hand, and it's not a Chassidish HaMaisa. Today the Satan has blinded us to a point where we think Kedusha is for tzaddikim. We think Kedusha is Chassidish HaMaisas. Kedusha is the beginning and end of all Yiddishkeit. And Kol Zman, there's no Kedusha. There's a Mechitza that separates us between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Kol Zman, that Mechitza is here. The hashpah of the Torah that you learnt and the mitzvahs that you learnt is not there. And there's a letter, it's not now for now, from Rabbi Aaron Leib, that he wrote, Kol Zman, a bocha thinks, he's a Baal Kishrim. He knows how to learn. He's being matzliach in the yeshiva. And he doesn't have to be nizah in Kedusha. It will take 5 years, it will take 10 years, but you'll see the difference 20 years down the line. You will see who is the emissar Oved Hashem and who isn't the Oved Hashem. And he writes, I've seen plenty Bochrim who were called Matzliach in Yeshivas, but they weren't Nize in Kedushas HaPeh. They weren't Nize in Kedushas HaAyin. They were not Nize in the Bechlal, the whole Mahalach HaMachshava of Kedusha. Years later, you see the guy on the side who was Niza. He becomes the Talmud Chacham. He becomes the loser that sat on the side that was Niza. He becomes the emissar Talmud Chacham. He becomes the emissar Oved Hashem. Because Kedusha is the backbone of Klal Yisrael. And when there's no Kedusha, as Ribbono Shel Olam says, I walk out of the camp. V'shov ma'acharecha, I move away. I move away. In fact, it's very interesting. You never believe it, but I found the Chofetz Chaim writes in his Ha'orah, in Avas Chesed, in Simchas Chosen V'Kala. So he has Ha'orah underneath. And he says, you come to Chasnas. Chaval, I should have read it out with you. It's unbelievable, his shyness over there, so sharp. You come to a chasna, and there's a mixing of boys and girls. And he talks about there was mixed dancing. Okay, Beseda, but even without the mixed dancing, the sneers that's going on. He says, and you expect that this young couple should have siyata dishmaya, that there should be shalom bayis? That they should have kids. How many marriages do you think are broken today when it's in the fashion today? That on every block there's at least one or two divorces. The Chofetz Chaim's words over there are so truthful. When the preachers of Chosen and Kala, the way they talk to each other, the way they text each other, And how many people are nichshel? The frumest of the frumest. And when you tell them once in 3 weeks to meet, what are you, a fanatic? No, I want you to have a happy marriage. Because it only works when there's kedusha. And the amount of divorces, you think about it, it doesn't make sense. It's like a dime a dozen. And the Chofetz Chaim writes this because by Shas, the chasnas, the pritzes that go on, the mixing of the females and males, the comments. So today, even in the frum circles, mixed dancing is not accepted. Say that. And the lobbies, etc., etc. Is that the Zug Hatzoy, he writes over there, the young couple are going to have the Siyata Dishmaya from such a maimed to be make him a bias Nemun B'Yisrael? Is it possible to have Siyata Dishmaya? V'shov me'acharecho, says Chazal. Rabbi Yisraelim says, I walk out of town, there's no Siyata Dishmaya. It's a machitza between you and the Rabbi Yisraelim. Calls a man when there's a snagdus, when there's no kedusha in the mokum. Here comes the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, and I want to learn the Orach Chaim HaKadosh inside. I'll try and miss out as much as possible, not to make it too boring. But he asks a bomb question. He starts off like this. About six lines from the top. Hine yadua. Ki chol mitzvah sheshiva Hashem la'am kedoshoy. Every mitzvah that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to this holy nation, hey mitzvah sheyochol adam lamed b'hem. It's something that a person can hold out, and he can do it. V'yate is atzmel arotzen la'seisim. He can push himself to do it. Zulas, except for one mitzvah, precious arayis. To be purished from arayis, says that this is Orach Chaim. This is Orach Chaim. He's writing this a good few hundred years ago. We're not even talking about the technology of today. Zulas mitzvah prisha arayis hudava shel nafshe she'omdom v'chamdosom. He just lusts it. Voynasta aleim lasoisom. He is forced to do it. There's no way of getting out of it, says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Zulas, except beis amtsus harchokas beis dvar meha odom. Except if you're makabel on yourself, that two things you won't do. You'll be marching them, you push them away. Vehem, merchak hergesh ru'us ha'ayin. Moving away from what you see. Because ein yetzahara, the Gemara says, ein yetzahara sholet ala masha'ein of royos. The yetzahara only has a control of you, except what the eye sees. What the eye doesn't see, the yetzahara has no shlita on you. The Yetzirah has no shlita and on any Avera that you never ever saw before. That's why Haroya Saita Bikulkuloi Yatza Azma Minayayim. If you see a Saita, you see a Maisa Saita, you've got to make a Kabbalah that what? You can't drink wine. You saw the Oynish. You saw a platzing all over the Beis Hamikdash. So that alone, the Oynish is alone. No. Once you've seen the musuk, once you know there's such a thing as a saita, you've got to make a kabbalah and go the other way. Because the idea of seeing a saita, that's also treif. Ve'merchak hergesh ru'us ha'ayin. You've got to take away this regesh of looking at everything. Umerchak bechinas ha'choshev. And thinking, machshova. Now, how do you control machshova? We'll get to it in a minute. If these two things you don't do, you're not going to have a shlita on your what the eye sees, which is better than one, because what the eye sees, you automatically goes to the machshava. Ein adam shalit baruch zeh lekol yisrael. It's not possible to control anything. Kichol. Something that you're not mekabel on yourself, that you will not stop looking at. Hagam, even though she'achet b'chinas ha'choshev, even if you think you're not going to be thinking about it, that's how desensitized you are. Lo yishloit ba'atzmo, you'll not be able to control yourself. L'chalois mimenu, to get rid of hechrech ha'cheshek, this cheshek fa'arois. Kol zman I'm watching. Kol zman I'm looking. Kol zman I don't have any shlita, I don't have any control over my eyes. Even if I don't think about it. Because I'm so desensitized, it doesn't make a difference to me. You will never be able to control the type of our eyes. V'tzeir lamad. He brings down a few different Gemaras of that. He brings a right to this. Let's go weiter. Okay. About 8-10 lines from the bottom. Nimtzes. Oymer. Sheba'echod mi'abeisti mishleris ma'odom shlita ba'atma b'dova zeh. If one of these two things, either machshova or re'is einayim, or watching, you took this away, if you had both of them, you'd be much weaker in your taiva. I don't know if he's being machadish to us anything. I do think he's just bringing it to the surface. Now, me'ato, tachbulois ha'odom, what's the avoider of a person? Laharech milchoma nebeg b'chinazu. This is what the fight's about. The fight's not about 40 days. The fight's about shlita, control over what the eye sees. Once the eye sees, the machshava works. I don't have control of the machshava. Once I don't have a control of the machshava, ha'ayin roya, ha'leiv choymet, klimaisa goimrim. There's no control. You will never have control over our urges. Kol zman, we don't have shmiris einayim. Ubezeh tia nirkeves ba'odim tchuna leval yislayit achazeh. And this way, when a person has shmiris einayim, he will therefore have, he will embed in himself a midah that he won't be mislaid, he won't be so fired up, and he'll be able to v'yishlot harotzon b'cheftza ativi. Naturally, he'll be able to control himself. Naturally, he'll be able to control himself. Now you're going to ask me a shayla. So we're gone for life. Look what we've got. How is there any way in the world that I'm going to be able to calm down my urges? Ubezeh novoy. Says, Aruch Chaim, I want to tell you something. I'll tell you a chiddush. Ubezeh nevo labir. Hine odoin, a new paragraph over there. Hine adon Hashem tzvokis nischakim b'tzavoy sidob b'tzvazu. Ribbono Shel Olam was smarter than us. And he understood the dibur neged yetzahara. Shot yoma. Eich yochel, the yetzahara is going to come along and say, Eich yochel enosh tivi limshu b'tavosoy. How is it possible for a person with normal human instincts to control his taiva? Asher hi nastu, he's forced. It's like it's impossible to understand. We are all in the same boat. Everybody, the whole Klal Yisrael, whether you watched or you didn't watch, whether you are watching, whether you're not watching, we're all in the same boat. We all have the same chiyuv. Does that make sense? I would say only la'anoshim asher yichol la'amod behem. If you bore up in Rechov Chazanish, underneath Reb Chaim Kanievsky for the rest of your life, then you can perhaps make it through. V'yesh koyach b'ritzoinam, they have a koyach that they don't want these things. And they didn't have the taiva, they didn't have even the nisoyan. Shlebo l'dei mivchan ha-reyes v'achosha, they didn't even come to the nisoyan of Shmiris Einayim, Shmiris HaMachshova. Be'elu, these people the Torah is talking about. Somebody who's been brought up in a culture where since you're kids, it's put in your face. And if you weren't brought up with a 42-inch, you make sure that you have one. And if you don't have one, you'll have a 5x5 in your pocket. So how do you expect me, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should mourn from me, that I should be like everybody else? It's not possible that he can control himself. This is what the Torah comes to tell you. This is the Muridiki Yisoid. The Torah says, Ribbono Shel Olam is telling you to Chocha, to Klal Yisrael, Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem. What happened in Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim, Pirush, Hagam Shi Yishavtem Amokim Shana Asher Bnei Znunim. You were in a red light district. You lived in Mitzrayim, which was Avi Avos HaTumah. V'loi Simona Bechem Bechinas HaChoshev. And it's impossible not to have Machshov Yisroel because you were in a Mokim Tumah. Forget about whether you saw anything, you didn't see anything. Just being in a Mokim Tumah causes you Machshov Yisroel. People think if I go to my Milan, I don't go to Ben Yehuda, I'm kosher. No, when you're in a Mokim Znus, even though it's Beis Yankov and it's OUD, yeah, it's still Machshov Yisroel. It's Kamaisa Eretz Mitzrayim, that's what it is. Doesn't make a difference where you are. Hagam Shi Yishavtem Mokim Shebnei Znunim. Yishivaschem Beneichem Kolzman Uroim Asher Yishavtem Bo. Right? That will bring up the Cheshek to think about it. It says, Leval Yasu Kamaseim. Then it says, Va'oma Oid Ukumase Eretz Kanan Asher Mevi Eschem. What Eretz Kanan? How did Ribbono Shel Olam Eretz Mitzrayim is the same thing. Eretz Canaan, you're going to walk into Eretz Canaan, you're going to see the Canaanim. Before you kill them out, you're going to have to see and live with this whole culture. It says Va'oma. Therefore, Ribbono Shel Olam says, Dabel b'nei Yisrov malta aleim, ani Hashem elokeichem. About 10 lines from the bottom. Kihein emes. You're right. B'min anushi, in the natural instinct of a person. Zulas Yisroel, except for Klal Yisroel. Yeshna b'taina zu. This is a taina. A regular goy wouldn't understand it. A regular goy wouldn't understand it. A regular goy wouldn't understand it. Ki lo yimotze b'koychoi limnoya oitzum cheshkim imena. Because he wouldn't find the koychas within him to stop having that cheshuk. Mashenkin atem b'nei Yisroel. Litzad ha-yoysi. You Klal Yisrael, because Hashem Elokeichem, I'm your God. And this is a Hasoga Elokis. That means I implanted in you a Nefesh Elokeim Imal. We're not going with Gashmius. This is Lamaila Min HaTeva. Klal Yisrael is Lamaila, is above Teva. It's above nature. Ki Hatzura Tishloit. You hear what's going on over here? The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem." That what? That when you make up your mind that you want to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam will give you the koyach to control your natural instincts. And calls the man that you don't want to be in, that you don't want to be connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam, is Ribbono Shel Olam lets your natural instincts take you over. Everybody's in the same boat. Doesn't make a difference what you've seen. Doesn't make a difference what you're watching. Doesn't make a difference where you're going. We're all in the same boat. We all have the same koyach to overcome our natural instincts. A goy doesn't. A goy can't. A goy doesn't even understand that it's shayach. Go and tell a goy today that a bocha of 21, 22 is bechlal still noki. Doesn't know what you're talking about. The musuk of kedusha doesn't even enter the mind. They don't even understand what that means. A yid has the koyach on one condition. Calls the man, he doesn't go with his natural instincts. Calls the man, he's dovuk. He wants to have a kesha. Kishiyashkim ishisrol. Take a look at the last line on the first paragraph there. Kishiyashkim ishisrol. Liz dabek bashem. When a person will make up his mind that he wants to be dovuk in the Ribbono Shel Olam, yishloit b'tivoy. He will control his teva. V'ukemamorom she'amru chazal tzadikim libum mosu b'yodom. So he says, what's the kavana? Ki ha'cheifetz v'acheishik yeshne b'lev ha'odom. The want, and the cheshek is by a person's heart. V'arotzon is b'moyach, is in his head, what we call mind over matter. V'en beis madregis shel noson ha'odom v'vnei ha'odom. These are the two different levels that a person, he has this natural instinct that to leva odom, he wants, he has a cheshek, and then there's an intellectual understanding what's wrong and what's right. So he says over here, Ukishin is damin la odom. When a person has dva erva, when he sees a dva erva, halev chaimdo, he wants it. Ve'en gma b'chimudze. And there's no end to it. You just want it. V'yochel harotzen atoli b'moyach. But intellectually, you could stop yourself. L'moshel, he gives a moshel. You'll find people who are makabel tanis, even though they want to eat. People are hungry. Yom Kippur, a guy can be starving away. He has to go lie down for half an hour, so take something to eat. He's not going to do it. Why? Even though he's dying to eat, because his intellect is controlling his rotzen. His machshove is telling him it's the wrong thing to do. I can't do it on Yom Kippur, even though my rotzen is dying for it. V'chein ha'derech zeh. So he goes and he says, "Ki ani Hashem elokeichem." The minute that you are dovuk, that you want to have a connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, that intellectually, that rotzen that you want to have with the Ribono Shel Olam will control your natural instincts of the rotzen. And he goes on and on explaining it more. If you want to do it by Ian, do it by yourself. I'm not going to spend all night on it. He goes on for another page or two, explaining that the minute that you're dovuk doesn't mean I'm on a high madrega. Dovuk means that the minute my priority is to have a kesher with the Ribono Shel Olam. Ki Hashem elokecha mishalech b'toich machanecha. I want to walk with the Kohen Gadol. I want to walk with the Ribono Shel Olam. I want to have a kesher with him. You want to have a kesher with him, says the Ribono Shel Olam, I will give you the intellect to overcome the rotzen, the natural instincts. Go over to any yeshiva bocha, any madrega. 80% of Klal Yisrael, 90% probably of Klal Yisrael, fast on Yom Kippur. Ask them how they do it. Ask anybody how they do it. We're all on the same madrega. Tzadikim, chilonim, everybody's doing it. Ask a chiloni. You're dying for something to eat at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. This year was even worse. They had an extra hour. Ask him how does he do it? And he'll tell you, Yom Kippur. What do you mean, Yom Kippur? Yom Kippurim. He doesn't even know what to answer. But intellectually, he understands Yom Kippur is something which he doesn't even understand, but it's enough to have ashpa on him that his national instincts of even eating. And whenever he ate, it didn't make a difference. Whether it was kosh, treif, it doesn't make a difference. Brocha, nishkan, brocha. He ate. He won't do that on Yom Kippur. Says the Orach Chaim, the Zolbazach with our eyes, with Kedusha. Our natural instincts is that we'll never be able to control ourselves. But we're all in the same boat. It doesn't make a difference what you've seen, how much you've seen, how much you've done. The minute you make up your mind that you want that kesher with the Ribono Shel Olam, it becomes a Yom Kippur by you, you will be able to naturally control those instincts. But he says, one tonight. All depends on Kedushas Hayinayim and Kedushas HaMachshob. This is something which I want to talk about tonight. Kedushas Hayinayim. We are so desensitized that we don't even realize that Kedushas Hayinayim is the most important nekuda in the whole Hilchus Kedusha and the whole Yiddishkeit. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, if your heart and your eyes are to me, then you're mine. Tzno libcho ve'enecho, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just give me your heart and your eyes. Because the eyes is everything. When there's a thunder, what do you see first? You see the flash. You only hear 2 minutes later the thunder. Because the koyach hari'iyah is the strongest nekuda by a person, from all the avarim of a person. I want to read you out a Ben Ish Chai. Tzorich ha'odom li'izoy ba'olam hazeh. A person has to be careful in this world. Be pagam, from the pagam. How would you say pagam? In English, how would you say pagam? The defect. Hamagir le'enov, that comes to his eyes. Yosa mikol ha'evorim, more than any other eva in the body. That means you've got to have a zehirus on your eyes more than any other eva. Yan. Just like we have a body down here, there's a ruchnius dika body up there. I'm not going to go into the whole mazbazan, the whole inyan, but when I'm poigim bayad or I'm poigim beregel, so the regel chas v'sholom b'chveis, you missed a day of tefillin. So the yad smol on the roish will be missing in the ruchnius dika binyan upstairs. But that's connected that eva. Masha enkin. Uma'ache shetachlis hamayla. Listen to this, it's unbelievable. Shel anois nishmas ha'odom hu beinayim. Ask any boy. What's the tachlis of this world? Olam Haba. What's Olam Haba? Olam Haba is at tzadikim yeshim, at reseim baroshem, v'nenim biziv hashchina. They're nenning, the little translation is they're having hano, from the ziv, from the rays of the shchina. So what do I need most in Yanavot? What do I need most in order to use an eva in Yanavot? Day 9. Because that's what I'm going to be seeing. What I see is the hano of me having hano from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Uma'acha shetachlis hamayla. The end result of hano is nishmas ha'odom of the hano of nishmas ibeinayim. Lochein. Because tzadikim yeshim after saying, v'nenim niziv ha'shchina. How do you have hano from the ziv ha'shchina if you can't see it? That's the hanois in the einaim, in the eyes. Therefore, you've got to be mekadesh and be metaya your eyes in this world more than any other eva. Because that's what's going to be using upstairs. In fact, the einaim is such a ruchnius dika eva. If you think about it, every other eva in the body can take a moshel if there's a sandstorm. Your ears can get some sand in it, nothing terrible happened. Your nose can get stuffed up, nothing. Your mouth, you're not going to choke. A bit of sand goes into your eyes, you already can't see. Because the eyes are so ruchnistic, say Chazal, that they can't take anything gashmis. Anything gashmis that goes into the eye, on the spot, you can't deal with it. Why? Because it's so ruchnius that it can't deal with gashmis. The eyes is the most important eva in the guf of a person, because everything starts from the eyes. And in fact, Chazal say, Might be a scary Gemara, but I'm going to have to say it. The Gemara says, Malach HaMoves. What's the Malach HaMoves? The Malach HaMoves is, the Gemara says, Mole Einayim, is full of eyes. U'b'shas p'tirosi shel Odom, b'shas when a person is going to be nifter, Oymed l'mal mirashoysof. He stands, the Malach HaMoves comes and stands above, on top of his head. V'kiven sha'acholah roya oise, when somebody's a choler, and he's lying on his deathbed, he sees the Malach HaMoves, Mizdazea, he starts shaking, Upateach Piv, and he opens up his mouth, Va'alidezeh, and the Gemara says that that's when he drops a Tipa Mora into his mouth, and from that he's Nifter. Says the Chassam Sofer. What's that Malach HaMoves is Molei Einayim? So Chassam Sofer says over from his Rebbe, the Nosson Adler, Einayim Psha is, that's the Yetzirah from all the Rias Asuras, from all the Osadika looks that you had during your lifetime, that's what created this Malach HaMoves. Because the Malach HaMoves, who are Sotan, who are Yetzirah. So Psha is, every Mara Asura, I create my Malach HaMoves better. And when this Malach HaMoves comes to take away your Neshama, the Malach HaMoves shows you everything that you've done in that lifetime, in that minute. When he's there, and that's when you start shaking and you realize what you've done. The Yotzon Nishmos, and that's when your neshama goes out, either Batzah or not Batzah. In fact, the Chevra Kaddish in Yerushalayim have said they can tell on people's faces what kind of person he was from when they come in to make the Tahara, what's written on the facial expression, the Shas Patira. Because sometimes you can have a person who's over Isurim, Kol Yemei Chayim of Isurus Istaklus Rois, of looking at the wrong things, and then he built a Malach HaMoves that was taka scary, and that Malach HaMoves comes to him, the Satan, the Yetzirah that you created throughout your whole lifetime, is the Malach HaMoves that shows you those eyes before your Nifta. And that's when you get so nervous that you pateach piv, you open up your mind, and from that drops down a tipas moro, and from that you're nifta. The mokim mishkan ha-shechina. The mokim mishkan ha-shechina. What is the mokim of where the shechina lies? That's why the Shas, when a person's nifter, if he was nifter with open eyes, you close his eyes straight away. Because that was the mokim ham shechina. That was the mokim of the neshama of a person, you close it straight away. Because the mokim of where the neshama lies is in the einayim. The einayim don't make sense. The einayim is kulei ruchnis. What you see makes a tzura in the machshava, and from that machshava becomes... It becomes real in the dimyon of a person. A person cannot have dimyonis if he didn't see anything. There's no fantasy in a guy's mind calls man he didn't see anything. All these tsuras that are created in a person's mind, all the machshavos that come to disturb him, punk in the middle of your ne'il of Yom Kippur of Shema Yisrael, punk comes in the re'iyah. That's Mikoyach Hara from the Shmiras Einayim. The Rambam says, Echod min advorim ha-ma'akiv min ha-tshuva. There's 24 things that's ma'akiv min ha-tshuva. One of them is istaklus ba'arois. Why is it ma'akiv b'tshuva? It's like any other avera. He says, no. Because says the Rambam Azeh, Mipnei Shemayla Badaita, because he thinks She'ein Bekach Klum, there's no big deal. What's the big deal? So I watched something. So I saw during a whole movie, there was only two scenes, Nishkefels. V'chi Ba'alti,
Did I do a maisa bia, a kirafti etzlo? I came close to her. V'hu einu yudeya. Shiri'iye seinayim loshna Rambam.
This is not chassidus. Loshna Rambam. He doesn't know that ri'iye seinayim
Ovin Godel is the big averchi geremes legufen shel arayis. This causes arayis. That means part of the reason why it's not, why it's ma'akif tshuva. It's an unbelievable zach, if you think about it. A guy walks in to Yom Kippur with an iPhone in his rishus. Is the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Dangam to Yom Kippur is vet gone. It's not worth anything. Why? Because in your mind, mistakilim is no big deal. I didn't do any aveira. You think I was boil anybody? I'm shaming the gear. What's the big deal? Says the Rambam, gufon shel arayos. Shtel zech for. Think about it. Think about it. We're going to come upstairs. Basher hu. And we're going to suddenly realize we went through 70, 80, 90 Yom Kippurs. And not one helped. Because it was Ma'akev B'tshuva. What was Ma'akev B'tshuva? The machine that I'm walking around with. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? It's pretty clean. I'm not even going into what we call clean. I'm not even going to talk about tonight about Chush HaShmiya, which is also Kedusha. That there's such a thing called Znus HaShmiya. That what I hear. Yeah, I can watch a movie. And all I hear is 1,000 times curse words and who knows what. There's nothing wrong, it's clean. Clean. It's the opposite of what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. It's the opposite. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, V'shov ma'acharecha, I move out of camp. I move out of camp. I move out. Forget about istaklus. But I'm not even going to talk about that. Perhaps when we start understanding and we start having a sensitivity to what we see, we might start understanding what even hearing curse words, hearing the way yokes from England talk. Just understand, just hearing them for 2 hours straight the whole time, you expect to wake up the next morning feeling Jewish? Forget about that. I'm not even going to Chush HaDibur. I'm not even going to talk about the Chush of Shmir. I'm talking about now, this year on Shmir HaSeinayim, that we at B'chlal don't understand the Choyma HaIsa. Yeah, as long as I'm not Motzi Zera, I'm okay. I can do Kol Davar Osa. Big mistake. Making a big mistake. You're not connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You'll never last more than 40 days. You'll never be connected to God. You'll go on a whole lifetime. You won't have the Siyata Dishmaya of learning. I see it klar. How many Bochrim, Kol Zman, that were not punished for Narayas, they never were able to move on. I leave that to your imagination. You just count from the last 2 years in yeshiva. Who couldn't give up will never be connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. Whoever wasn't Nizah B'Shmir HaSeinayim once they started learning, never steig to become the Emesa Oved Hashem. When I talk about Oved Hashem, I'm not talking about yeshivish guy. I'm not talking about white shirts. I'm not talking about putting on a hat. I'm not talking about going to Brisk or the Mir. I'm talking about being an Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem means dovok to Ribbono Shel Olam. Your priorities of what Avodas Hashem is what's first. Because kol zman you don't want to be kesher to Ribbono Shel Olam with our Chayin HaKadosh says, you will never ever be able to control any of your lusts, any of your urges. You'll never be able to control. You'll control it today, tomorrow, you'll be back to nothing. Kol zman I walk around with that peace that's in my pocket, that I'm not willing to give it up. Or that computer, that I want to know why Hanukkah I didn't make it, or why I'm not making it still. It's because Re'ias Einayim, Shmiras Einayim is everything that the Torah wants. And somebody who's not Shomer Einayim is a Mechitza Shel Bazel. So Mefurash Gemara. Calls a man, there's no Shmiras, Elcha Dovo. Choytzes Bifnei Taiva Batzimis Einayim, says the Gemara. There's nothing that can control your taiva except with closing your eyes. Because when you close your eyes, that is what's it called? That is pshat. I'm saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to have a kesher with you. And it's all about Shmiras Einayim because that's the soft and that's the Yetzirah. And that's what we're going to have. Ki ayin be'ayin yire b'shuv Hashem etziyin. There's a muridike vote from Don Segel on this. Ki ayin ba'ayin yireh b'shuv Hashem etziyin. Ribbono Shel Olam says, ki ayin ba'ayin. There's a muridik of Medrash that Yosef HaTzadik was being bugged by Potiphar for years and years. And even after he was put in jail, Yosef HaTzadik, she still came down to jail to him. And he never ever once lifted up his eyes until she took a metal, I don't know whether it was a metal piece or whatever it was, and she put it under his neck in order to lift up his neck that she should look at him. And he still didn't look at him. And yet, and the Gemara says, that bischus, let me find it. Oh, bischus, that he was shomer einayim. Yosef HaTzadik was zeicha melech, melech b'yofyo tzachazeno. He was zeicha that he got malchus. Melech b'yofyo, a melech in his beauty tzachazeno. You will see. Says Reb Donner Meridikavot. Ki ayin ba'ayin. That Moshiach will come, you will have the schus of seeing ayin ba'ayin yiru, you will see b'shuv Hashem et tziyin. When Klal Yisrael, when the Ribbono Shel Olam returns Klal Yisrael to tziyin. Yosef, everything that Yosef went through, Klal Yisrael goes through as well. And Klal Yisrael has to go through, especially before Moshiach will come, the Nisoyin of Kedusha Sayinayim. In order to be zoicha, that when Mashiach comes, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem etziyin. You will be zoicha through your Shmiras Einayim, that you will be zoicha to see shuv Hashem etziyin. Do you think it's going to be different than Yetzias Mitzrayim? Do you think it's going to be different? I still remember the Manchester Rosh Hashiva. By a Hesped on Rav Chaska Levin, saying, talking about Sechazeno Einenu B'Shuvcha L'Tzion Berachamim. We daven every day. And we ask, Sechazeno Einenu. Our eyes should see. B'Shuvcha L'Tzion Berachamim. What do you mean, our eyes should see? If we're there, we're going to see it. No. Don't think you're going to see it. Don't think if you're not Zeicha to Shmiras Einayim, you're going to see it. There's going to be that piece of metal underneath your neck that's pushing in your face. And just like Yosef HaTzadik had that piece of metal and that was pushed by Potiphar in his face that he should lift up his eyes to see it, the Ribbono Shel Olam took that piece of metal and gave it to us in our hands. It's called a computer. It's called an iPhone. And that computer and that iPhone is being pushed in our faces. Look, download, keep looking. It's only a television program. It's nothing terrible. It's clean. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no. You want to see Melech v'sechazena yofyo? You want to see the Ribbono Shel Olam b'shuv Hashem etziyin? When the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring Mashiach, we won't all be zeicha. Ki ayin ba'ayin. It's only those who were shomer ayin. Those are going to be the ones that are going to see b'shuv Hashem etziyin. We're going to get a shock. It won't be a fifth of Klal Yisrael, never. That will be zeicha to be yotze from Yetzias Mitzrayim. just want to finish. This is brought down in Svarim B'Shas. B'Shas, when a person sees, he's walking in the street, he wants to be Shema Enayim, and he sees something, and he turns away, and he doesn't have an awe from it, he doesn't continue looking at it. Ki'ilu kabolos hashchina, says the Gemara. It's brought down in Svarim that B'Shas, because it's such a big nisoin, is B'Shas Maisa, if a person is oimid and doesn't continue looking, is a meidik shas rotten in Shemaim, that he can ask from the Ribono Shel Olam B'Shas Maisa anything he wants. To meidik shas rotten by the Ribono Shel Olam. When a person is put on an Yisroel and he controls it, the Shas Rotzen by the Ribono Shel Olam. There's a lot more to be said on Kedushas Einayim. Now's not the time, but you have to understand one thing. As much as we don't know, and as much as you have to understand, there's Svarim and Svarim written on just the Inyan of Kedushas Einayim, and there's not Chassidus Shemaises. I'm talking about from Zoya and from Gemoras. It's the most important and choshevest eva by a person, because that's where everything starts from. And it's more than that. What the eye sees, that's what's kayam, that's what stays. When you hear something, you can't give edus on what you heard. You can give edus on what you saw. Because what you saw stays. What you store is emes. What you store, that stays in your head. That creates the machshava. And calls the man when a person doesn't have shmiras einayim, it's not possible. There's a mechitza shel barzel. Mechitza shel barzel means that there's a iron door, an iron wall between you and the Ribono Shel Olam. And calls the man, we're not being in control of our eyes. We will not move on. We won't be able to be nena from Kedushas HaTorah. I could be learning a Tosfos, and the Tosfos will not have any effect on me. Kedushas HaTorah will not work on me. Calls the man, I go back and I continue with being the Staklus Roh, and I'm not Shema Einayim, and I go on the bus, or I have this machine in my pocket, and I'm not Nizah B'Shemiris Einayim, Torah won't have any kiyum. It won't have any hashpah on you. The Rebbeinu Shalom asks for one thing, Tanu, give B'ni, my son, Libach V'Einoch. When your eyes are Kedusha, says the Rebbeinu Shalom, I know your mind. And this is what Aruch Chaim means. Aruch Chaim says, you want to be in control. We look at ourselves and we say, we're not going to make it. I've seen so much, I've done so much. Aruch Chaim says, one nekuda. When you make up your mind to be dovuk, to have kesher with the Ribono Shel Olam. And kesher with the Ribono Shel Olam means, I'm ready to go out my way to be a Shema Einayim. I'm ready to throw away these toys. I've got this bazel being pushed in my face in order that the Ribono Shel Olam, that I shouldn't be zeicha to be ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem et zirin. Ask anybody, do you want Mashiach? You want to be zeicha to see it? Every guy will tell you, sure, no problem. What are you paying for it? Mashiach's going to come, we'll be blind. Nobody's going to see it. Either we won't make it or we'll be blind. Chazal tell us klo, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem et zirin. Hu ha-malach ha-movis, hu ha-sotn. You have to understand what the eye does. And calls the man, there's no shmiras einayim, everything else is out the window. So I lost 20 days, I lost 40 days, I lost 60 days. It's not going to work. The Ribono Shel Olam, should give us the seichel, and that we should all be zeicha. V'sechazeno einenu v'shuvcha v'tzion v'rachamim.